Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. Evelyn Lewis's unexpected resolution to stop molesting Sam Carter hasn't brought exactly peace to the minds of Betty and Bob. Betty has a feeling that Evelyn wasn't telling the truth when she said it was Bob's eloquence that had brought her to her senses. And judging by Evelyn's actions, Betty is right. On leaving the Drake home, Evelyn goes straight down to the office of Martin Anderson, the political leader whom Bob hopes to disclose as being a force of corruption in the city. Evelyn met Hap Davis, Anderson's right-hand man, at the office, and during the course of conversation, Evelyn told Hap that she now considered herself a very good friend of Martin Anderson. We find the two of them still talking.
What are you thinking of, Hap?
How do you know I'm thinking?
You wouldn't admit anything to me, would you? Come on, Hap. Stop glaring at me like that. I want to be friends.
I can't make you out. What do you want?
Just to have a good time.
What are you hanging around here for?
Well, Martin's going to take me out to dinner, and then we're going dancing.
Martin?
That's his name.
You make the boss sound like a sissy.
Oh, I like the name Martin. It's so strong.
Listen, what do you got on the boss?
I don't know what you mean.
What have you said to him? What do you talk to him about?
You ask the funniest questions.
I can't make it out. You must have something on Anderson. Otherwise, you'd never get away with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Always suspicious, aren't you?
Why don't you tell me? Maybe I like you better for it.
Tell you what, Hap?
What you got on the boss?
Nothing.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you called me a liar once before, Hap.
Well, you are.
If you keep saying things like that about me, I'm going to get angry, Hap.
Go ahead.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Why shouldn't I be? Maybe you got something on Anderson, but you got nothing on me. Look, lady, why don't you just clear out of town?
What?
You're the kind of dame that's always getting into trouble. You wouldn't be safe in a place like this.
You're not trying to frighten me, are you?
No. No, but the boss is an awfully funny fella.
Oh, I think he's charming.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to have a talk with him about you.
And I'm going to have a talk with him about you.
Oh. Now you're trying to frighten me.
Oh, no. Oh, here he is now. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Evelyn.
Well, now that you're here, I can clear out.
What were you hanging around for? Did you want to see me, Hap?
No, but you don't think I'd leave this dame alone in your office, do you?
I tried to tell him that you asked me to come here.
Listen, boy.
Maybe I should have explained it to you, Hap, but Miss Lewis is a welcome visitor at any time.
Oh, thank you, Martin.
I'm sorry if I kept you waiting, Evelyn.
Well, that's all right. I just had a delightful conversation with Hap. Isn't that so, Hap?
Yeah.
Hap thinks I, what was it you said? I have something on you, Martin.
What?
I figured you weren't letting this dizzy dame hang around because she's got beautiful blue eyes.
Do you think I have beautiful eyes? You should have said that before. Then we'd have gotten along much better.
You're a fool, Hap.
Now, don't get angry, Martin. He was amusing. Really, he was. I enjoyed it.
Well, you better go now, Hap. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm gone.
Poor Hap.
Oh, Hap's all right. He hasn't much finesse, but...
The way he kept trying to pop me.
Don't pay any attention to him.
You know, Martin, I really think he was jealous of me.
Jealous?
He admires you so much. He didn't like the idea of your liking anybody else.
Well, I'm sorry it happened. If I'd gotten here sooner,
oh, I had such a charming afternoon. I must tell you about it.
You, didn't see the senator by any chance?
No, but I was over at the Drakes for a few minutes.
The Drakes?
Mm-hmm. And I had a perfectly wonderful time with Betty and Bob. They were so pleased to see me. So interested.
Really?
You know, Martin, I went to tell the Drakes that I wasn't going to marry Sam.
It'll be quite a blow to the senator.
You do think it was a wise move on my part, don't you?
Yes, I do, Evelyn. The senator has his good points, but...
I'm glad you feel that way about it, Martin. You're the best friend I have.
Well, I consider that an honor.
I don't know why, but from the very first moment I saw you, I felt that you were the one person I could trust, absolutely. We must have somewhat of a kindred spirit between us.
Yes?
Do you think I'll ever be able to repay the debt of gratitude I owe you?
You don't owe me anything, Evelyn.
Oh, Martin, you're so sweet.
I'm hoping before long that I'll be in your debt.
Oh, Martin.
You didn't happen to mention me to the Drakes, did you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Betty and Bob Drake.
Why are you smiling?
I was just thinking how easy they are to convince.
Are they?
Oh, Betty doesn't like me. She was so afraid I was going to marry her Sam. But Bob... Bob's really a darling.
So you like Bob Drake?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have remembered that you and Bob...
Oh, I think Bob's a very charming fellow myself, but...
He was so pleased that I decided to give Sam up.
Of course, Bob is married. Happily married.
Yes.
But now, what are we sitting here for, Evelyn? I thought I was supposed to take you out to dinner tonight. Now, let's go.
Yes, Martin.
Unless there was something else you wanted to tell me about the Drakes.
You find it a very interesting topic of conversation, don't you?
Everything you say interests me, Evelyn. Are you ready?
Evelyn certainly isn't lacking in self-confidence, even when it comes to being a jump ahead of a man like Martin Anderson. There seems to be so much understanding between them. Well, Betty and Bob broke the news of Evelyn's change of heart to Sam. And even now, after dinner in the Drake living room, Sam can't seem to hide his mixed emotions of fear and joy.
Well, Sam, you're a free man now.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. I know you two must think I'm out of my mind, but I can't believe it.
It's the truth, Sam. Evelyn really said that she'd given up all idea of marrying you.
Do you believe her, Betty?
Yes.
Yeah, but after the scene she made the other night, when I told her I would marry her...
You're not sorry about it, are you, Sam?
Sorry?
Now you'll really start to enjoy your vacation, Sam.
But I hope you still want to go away for the weekend.
Well...
Of course he doesn't want to go away for a weekend now, darling.
Why not?
Well, Sam's practically been in hiding since that girl came to town.
Yeah, that's just how I feel.
What Sam needs now is some nightlife, some gaiety.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well,
sure. Someplace where he can meet some girls.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No. What do you suppose made Evelyn change that way?
I wish I knew.
Well, maybe she just found somebody else, Sam.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't want to marry her.
Oh, I should say not.
Come on, Sam. Cheer up. Get rid of that long face.
Oh, I can't.
Well, why not? Everything's turned out just fine, hasn't it?
Well, maybe.
Now, there are no maybes about it. I don't like to put it this way, but that girl is through with you.
Well, any way you put it, I like it.
Well, then why the long face?
Well, you see, Bob, I'm not entirely a selfish man.
Selfish?
Well, if what's happened is true, I'm the first to admit that I'm lucky, but then I ought to go out and celebrate.
Well, let's go now.
No, that's a little premature. You see... Even if I leave here and Evelyn doesn't follow me, I'm still going to have a bad conscience.
Sam, is there something you haven't told us?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to have a bad conscience about you folks.
About us?
Sure. See, if it weren't for me, Evelyn Lewis would never have come to this town. Now I'm going off and leaving her.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you're going to have her.
Oh, now, Sam, what could Evelyn do to us?
Oh, don't be so smug, Betty. Nothing is safe from that girl.
After all, she saw a husband in you. What can she see in us?
Well, I don't know. I'm not as clever as she is.
Don't lose your sense of humor, Sam. We'll be able to protect ourselves.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'll go up to bed.
That's right, Sam. You go ahead. You do look kind of tired.
I don't know whether I'll be able to sleep, though. I'll probably have nightmares about Evelyn.
Oh, now, Sam, you just think of somebody else.
Well, I'll make every effort. Well, good night, Betty.
Good night.
Good night, Bob.
You know, I still think we ought to go out and celebrate, Sam.
Now, the next time I come to this town, we'll celebrate. Be bad luck to do it before then.
Well, have it your way, Sam. Night.
Aw, poor Sam.
Yeah. Lonely fellow, isn't he?
Yes, very.
Betty, a guy his age ought to be married and have kids.
Oh, he's not that old.
What does a fellow think about if he hasn't got a wife and kids?
Now, don't get sentimental, Bob.
I'm not getting sentimental. I never even liked Sam, as you know.
As I know.
Yeah, until this visit. And I thought a lot of his behavior was silly, but now I suddenly feel awfully sorry for the guy. Honest, I do.
It'll be interesting to hear more of Bob's feelings about Sam Carter. But what about Sam's feelings? While he at last might be free of Evelyn, she may just have begun to make trouble for Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.